Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine when he whispers a topic to me. Sometimes I share music with you that I create that he inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. The purpose of this show is to help those struggling with depression, depressed state, difficult seasons, to keep on going, to give you some practical tools in your tool belt for your mental health, to strengthen your resiliency, which is your comeback power. If you're listening on the day that I'm recording it, it is Easter Sunday. So happy Easter to those of you that celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the topic for today. So Good Friday was the day that he died on a cross for all of our sins. And it was a bad Friday for him, but it needed to be done to fulfill the scriptures and to fulfill the Father's divine plan for all of us. And he clearly died, was put in a tomb, took two or more soldiers to roll the tomb covering, if you will. It was locked down. But miraculously, he rose from the dead, and the tomb had been opened, and angels had appeared to Mary Magdalene, and they said, "Don't be afraid. He's not here. He has risen." And then I think for 40 days afterwards, he had appeared to a few, to the disciples, and ate with them, broke bread with them, showed his wounds to them, all of those things, and demonstrated that he overcame death, which is a very powerful thing. So those of you listening, if you've not got a personal relationship with him, that is okay. If you desire to, at the end, I'll give you an opportunity to connect with him directly. What is significant about this resurrecting power is that it gives a sense of peace. We all go through difficult times. Some listening right now feel so hopeless. You're going through so much right now. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've lost loved ones. Maybe you're in the military and you've had to do horrific things and you're wondering how you can keep going. You can keep going. There are difficult things in life. That is the reality of our existence. But the beautiful thing is, no matter how bad things get, let's say you lost some of your comrades in battle, you will see them again if you've both got that personal relationship with Christ. You'll see them in heaven. That means that no matter life nor death, nothing can separate you from the love of the Father. That is where the peace comes from. And those that don't have that connection to the Father, that don't have that sense of peace after death, it can be scary. Life can be very scary. But it doesn't have to be. But do you believe it? Do you believe in Christ's existence? There are so many instances, so many examples, real life examples, evidence of Jesus Christ walking the earth. But there are a lot of dark, evil people that say he never existed, that it was just all made up by man. I promise you this. Whatever you believe will be true for you. Doesn't mean that it's the truth, but it will be the reality of which you see the world. I will tell you, I struggled in bondage, negative self-harm thoughts, off and on, caused by PTSD of early childhood sexual trauma. I was abused as a three-year-old girl. That's the earliest memory I have. It might have been earlier than that. For 4 years from a family member, someone that should have protected me. And things of that nature cause PTSD. And when you go through PTSD, normal symptoms, side effects of it are self-harm thoughts. It's normal to have those thoughts. It's not normal to act on those thoughts, but it's normal to have those thoughts. So recognizing that it's normal, it's okay, you can have those thoughts and still keep it moving forward. I was done having the thoughts though, having the thoughts control my mind in difficult times when I got too stressed. That's when it would be really rough for me. And in 2018, I asked the Father, I said, finally, last time. It was so powerful. I normally could just push the thoughts away and go for a run, or go hang out with friends, go volunteer. But I had a birth control implant that had been implanted into my bicep. I'd never had birth control ever. Didn't need it. I was waiting until marriage. And then I was raped from a boyfriend in college. And the police officer sided with the Army Ranger. And that caused more PTSD, more pain. To not be protected. Again, sexual trauma. He had the bro code. And later on in life, which is totally normal if you have a bad experience with rape and you're not protected, justice is not served in your situation, it's very normal for you to get promiscuous, which is what I did after that. I said, well, they didn't care about my body or justifying the crime. I'm not going to respect myself any further. And I spent about 6 years far away from the Father. He still clung to me, but I didn't want much to do with him, or religion for that matter. And I dated a person that didn't really care either. And they had a vasectomy, so we didn't need to be on birth control. We got married, got divorced, moving on. Got engaged way too quickly after that. And fiance broke up with me via text message after I lost a promotion that was a history-making experience at my work. I had created 5 alternative therapies in less than 12 months in a brand new position. I had never worked in a psychiatric hospital before. And I earned a promotion that my boss said no one in 30 years was ever even interviewed for. And then people that worked at the Capitol that didn't work at my location voted against mental health services. So we lost our funding and I lost my promotion. My fiance broke up with me as I had lost my job and was looking for housing. That was when I had found myself a few months after that, I would say, doing the healing process of getting over the fact that I wasn't getting married to the person I thought I was going to, and overcoming domestic violence. Started dating again because I'm such a hopeless romantic. Got a birth control implant at the request of the person that I was seeing. And they very kindly, after a couple of months, broke up with me. Very nice. My mind, though, was not thinking rational thoughts. That is what the birth control implant did to my brain. Completely separated rational thought. So I had called the 1-800 number, which is now 988, I think, the suicide hotline, and I asked for help. And then after that phone call, which was great, by the way, Then I got down on my knees and I said, all right, Father, I can't do this without you. I need you to remove these thoughts permanently from my mind and replace them with my purpose. What is my purpose, Father? I keep working so hard everywhere I go. I'm obedient to you. And I keep getting kicked in the face. What is it that you desire for me to do with this life that you've given me? And that's when the heavens opened up in my bedroom. And he showed me the three pillars of my business. At that time, I had a different business name. I had just launched a coaching business. I had just released my first book. And he said, nope, you're going to change business names. Your three pillars are mindset, community, and fitness. And every year, starting in 2020, there's going to be an annual event. You are the person, Aaron, to help people struggling with their depression. You're going to meet under one roof annually, a variety of musicians, a variety of public speakers, a variety of religious leaders, all with one purpose: to help people not give up, to share their true stories of healing, to show respect for one another, love for one another, and to worship under one roof their own deities. And we're going to start this thing in America. It was so clear. That was in 2018. So if you want to tell me that Jesus Christ isn't real, that healing isn't real, that the Father isn't real, that there is no God, you go ahead and tell me that. But I'll believe it when there's no evidence. In 2020, as we had the shutdown, global pandemic, I was approached by leadership connected to Deepak Chopra, Arianna Huffington, Johnson & Johnson, Kennedy Foundation, and like 60 other organizations. They said, we're going to be doing this online free event for people with depression, and we'd like for you to be a part of it. We'll feature your Move Happy branding, and we'd like for you, if you have any connections, any musicians, any potential speakers, to send them in our direction, connect us to them. This is going to be a global thing. We're going to be doing it annually. I said, oh, really? For people with depression, an annual event started in 2020. The Father had revealed to me in 2018 that it would happen. I have the gift of prophecy. He has gifted it to me for as long as he desires to give it to me. And I think as long as we stay humble and keep him first place, he will so choose to use us to his benefit, to help spread his truth, his love around the whole earth. And they actually profited off of this event. I did not, but they did feature our branding for Move Happy in the advertising on their website for the event. And the following year, they said, well, if you get anyone to purchase tickets, we'll give you 40% of the sales. And I didn't get the email until after the event, because professional hackers of the deep state Illuminati blocked my email. I've lost a lot of opportunity to make money in the last almost 4 years since October 2020. But that's okay, because the Father is in charge of everything, including my finances. And I trust him. When the time is right, he will grow my wealth. He's gifted me 64, 65, Father? He says 65, one later today. 65 alternative therapies. Over 100 pieces of music. Each one could easily be sold, especially the spiritual ones, to churches around the world. There's, I think, 2 billion churches. He's gifted me a lot of wealthy ideas. And three businesses grew from the one. Erin Nicole Media launched around, I think I officially submitted paperwork in May of 2019, and I had my first client one-on-one consultation, the Social Media University Intensive, July 4th. My client, which was my first one, I wanted it to be done well, and I wanted to get an honest testimonial from a powerful positional person. This person had been a guest on the Steve Harvey Show, Mel Robbins Show, had been interviewed, featured in magazines and news channels all over the U.S., is the number 22 body language expert in the world. And we were going to do it about a week after, so like on the 12th or so of July, but I had requested that I do it in exchange with her honest testimonial. I would give it to her for free because she was one of our first guests on the podcast in my first year. I said to her, I don't know if you know Gary Vaynerchuk, but he strongly encourages for people to post a lot of content online. It's essentially free real estate and to get your brand out there. And I'd love to get your story out there. I think you have a powerful story and more people deserve to hear about it. And I'm grateful that, you know, you supported me in my beginning stages. And this is a new business venture for me. I want to make sure that it's done with excellence. Would you be open to me coaching you in a one-time session? We record it. I'll give you a copy of it. And then all you need to do is give me an honest testimonial. She said, sure, no problem. Would love to. I said, let's do it on this date. So it'll be about an hour. She reached out to me a few days later. She said, hey, what you doing on the 4th? I said, hanging with family. Why, what's up? She goes, well, I was at a speaking engagement. I was speaking on the same stage as Gary Vaynerchuk, that man you spoke about. And wow, am I pumped. He is so motivating. And I know that I need help. And I'm going to have some time. My child will be at their father's house. And would you be interested in doing it sooner? She was so motivated. I said, sure. Absolutely. So on a holiday, recognized in my nation, I did it with gladness. I was so excited that she was excited. And it was my first one. So, of course, I was nervous, but I was overly prepared. And had resources for her. I had, you know, the outline, everything. Ended up being not 1 hour, but she kept asking good questions. So it ended up being 2 hours. And wow, I was so excited. She said, Erin, you are so knowledgeable. I said, how do you think this went? You were my first one. She goes, I was your first. She was so surprised. I said, yeah. Did I do all right? Did you learn something? She goes, yes, I learned a ton. You know a lot. Thank you. I said, no problem. So I knew that it was effective. I didn't know what to price it at, though. So at that time, I had a high school student that had been following my brand. It was a female that was identifying as a trans individual, a born female, I should say. Had been following my content, supporting the content for a while. And I was looking to expand and hire for my content on social media part-time so that I could start expanding and doing the second business and whatnot. And so I reached out to Alex and said, hey, don't know if you're interested or not. I know they were working part-time at a food place and they didn't really like their coworkers and their boss and stuff. So I said, I'd be able to pay you a little bit, not like a whole lot, but I could start off with a little bit. And then if I get a bunch of sales going in, I could give you some more and whatnot. Let me know if you're interested. I said, are you're under 18, right? They're like, yeah. I said, all right, well, I need to talk with parents to get parent permission. She said, it's just me and my mom. I said, okay. I need to have a conversation with your mom. And if this is something you're interested in. And Alex was like, I'll do it for free. I said, no. I love your attitude and your enthusiasm. That tells me that I'm doing good with my branding, that you care about the mission. But I don't let anybody work for free. And so Alex said, all right, I'll get my mom to talk with you. But she's really protective, and she works at the, I think she said, the sheriff's office, whatnot. I said, that's fine. And I said, I want to make sure we're all on the same page and whatnot. Alex had been in and out of the psych hospital a few times. Father was, I believe, killed in the line of duty. And so mom was understandably so protective. So I says, you know, when you can get your mom and me to chat, we could do it on Zoom so, you know, the three of us can do video chat, whatnot. Okay, cool, no problem. So we did, maybe a few days later, and at first, mom was like, absolutely not. So I used the approach, I said, I just figure this first conversation is just a get-to-know-you conversation. You can kind of hear what I'm about, what my intentions are. And then it doesn't have to be a decision today, but, you know, if you like what I am presenting, then this could be an option, motivation, whatnot. I said, but number one, Alex, I said, mom and grade school is number one priority for you. I said, you consider this an enjoyable thing, right, to read my content and to help share stuff, right? Seemed like that's kind of like a fun thing. Yeah. I said, well, this would be kind of like a reward, assuming that you're going to your classes, you're doing your homework, those things come first, and you're being respectful to mom. Mom smiled. She's like, yeah, I like the sound of this. And because I had heard a few times from Alex that they're having some friction, which is normal with teenagers, whatnot. So I says, I'm looking to expand, and we only have 24 hours in a day. I just started my second business, and I'm going to be wanting to teach people my system. And these people are either currently in business, have a brand they'd like to grow personally, or their business brand. And I teach them my strategies. And your job would be to, you know, learn my strategies. I'd teach it to you, and then you'd help grow the Move Happy brand. Share the content online and whatnot. And I said, how much are you making about on a weekly basis from your job, your part-time job at the food place? And I said about 50, 60 bucks, give or take, each week after taxes. I said, okay, well, I could do $50 a week starting out. So that's about 200 to 250 a month. And you could pick your hours. So you could work it around your homework and whatnot. You could do it before school, after school, weekends. Just a few hours a week, if mom thinks that's fair. Mom was totally on board with it, agreed to everything. And I was like, wow, cool. So I said, well, let me look into hiring, like, employees. I said, you'd be a contractor, so you'd have your own schedule. You're free to, you know, schedule yourself. You'd be considered a 1099 contractor. So what that means is I wouldn't be taking any taxes out, but I believe I have to report the financials that I pay you to the government as a 1099 employee. I looked it up on the IRS website, and sure enough, they had said there was a form that you have to give to the employee, and they have to fill in their information, and then you submit it, and part of that information is identifying their social. Mom had a big problem with that. She said, no, I don't feel comfortable with you having her social security number. I said, not a problem. I said, but that is the law. As far as how I'm reading it on the IRS website, I said, feel free to read it yourself. This is, you know, I sent her the link. I said, I've never hired anyone, whether it be W-2 or 1099. But I want to make sure it's done legally. And this is what their paperwork says directly on the IRS.gov website. So if you're not in support of that, then I won't be able to hire Alex. But, you know, we can still stay connected and everything. It's no harm, no foul. If you're thinking, well, maybe she could do it down the road, you know, that's fine too. We can table it for now. I said, I do have a P.O. box if you, you know, feel comfortable mailing it. That way we don't put anything online digitally. I said, but I do have to submit it to the IRS, and it's, it has to be uploaded. So I'd have to figure out how to, you know, keep it encrypted and all that jazz. But she said, nope, just something doesn't sit right with me. I said, okay, no problem. Never pressed it any further. And I said, sorry, Alex, looks like mom said it's a no-go. And, you know, maybe in the future when you're older than 18, you can make the decision for yourself. That was towards the end of 2019. So when we had the shutdown in 2020, towards the end of 2020, that was when the Illuminati had reached out for the third time through a very deceitful woman, an evil, conniving woman, very smart, very evil. She had a PhD in divinity. She was a former cheerleader in the NFL. She sold her music to very high-profile musicians such as Aerosmith, was personal friends, family friends. Her mother was friends with the lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And she said she had a private church group that was going to be funding Move Happy. She said, Aaron, I'll have my husband speak to the elders. What you're doing is so amazing. After she went through and experienced a group therapy online experience that I created out of nothing through my network. I used what I had because the Holy Spirit gifts me the gift of bringing people together. And when there, where there is love, there is peace and prosperity. But I didn't know that her evil team and her manipulative personality, that she would pay the presidential security team that protects our current president that everybody thinks is president, Joe Biden. She paid that man to professionally hack into my stuff. And very evil woman, very evil. And that's okay. The Lord gives and the Lord takes. And had Alex's mother said yes, they would have had her social and could have messed with her information. Like they've been messing with mine anytime I talk about it, pretty much over the last 4 years. Anytime I piss them off and do something that reminds them that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he is powerful. Yes, Father, he says, talk about talk about August 18th, 2022. That was our debut, live debut, second ever, first, a real entertainment therapy experience. We executed it live online. We had 225,000 on the invite list, minimum, maybe more, from the same organization that invited me to give my network connect for their online experiences for depression every year. The Deepak Chopra Ariana Huffington Kennedy Foundation, that organization that reached out to me. I told them about our event. I said, invite in your gyms. They had over 100 gyms in the United States and some in Australia. I told them what we were doing, and they made a poor decision, and they partnered with the woman that had paid the payment to have me killed, and they didn't send the invite to anybody, or their accounts were compromised, and they weren't allowed to. Not sure which. That's okay. We still had great leadership that showed up. Former head of Disney Hotels, Lee Cockrell, Lieutenant Colonel Oakley McCullough, retired. Graduate of West Point, retired from the Army, had 40 years of leadership experience, spoke on the medical standpoint of improving the treatment of people and patients with depression. That was our goal for the event. Our audience goal was to have medical practitioners in the audience. Had Bronze Star veteran Stephen Kuhn, who is a business executive coach who's worked with very big names, Mick Jagger, Olivia Newton-John, Madonna, all kinds of huge business names. And he spoke an authentic story of how he had dealt with his own PTSD in the workplace and was let go from the man that he had previously trained. That man had become his boss. He had left the company for a while, come back, so that man was over him. He had a mental breakdown, was dealing with PTSD, had a zero supportive services in the workplace, and that company let him go. So he was very connected with the purpose and intention of the show. At the beginning, we had a keynote speaker that had passed away days before I had recorded our interview. And the Holy Spirit said that she was going to be the keynote speaker. She was a retired postmaster of the United States Post Office. Two locations that were, she said, the two largest locations west of the Mississippi River. And she was able to retire from that early through a direct sales company. And she had two homes and horses, and she ran a couple of farms with like 100 head of cattle and all kinds. She was a real cool lady. She was a business coach of mine when I was in direct sales, and she spoke about having it all and losing it all. But one thing that remains is that Jesus Christ is in charge of her life, and she chooses to look for the good every day. She was a stage 4 cancer survivor for a few years, and through a medical mistake from a medical provider, they messed up real bad. She was a real smart lady. They messed up real bad, and it limited her mobility, so she could no longer play tennis and do the things that were keeping her healthy. And she lost her life. She lost her dog. She lost all her horses. She lost her properties, everything. But she didn't lose her salvation. And these people I know with 100% confidence. And we had a previous Super Bowl performer had shared an original song at that event. These people were so ticked that I had her be keynote speaker. And all three of the leaders that spoke, the edutainers that spoke besides her, were Army veterans. They were very ticked because the leadership that they pretend is in power right now worship Baphomet, Baal, Lucifer. They are Satanists. They sacrifice children in private. And that is not of the Father. That is not in cohesion with being a follower of Christ. That is the opposite. That is demonic, satanic, and not welcome in our country anymore. I will continue speaking the truth. I will continue executing therapies that the Father creates and gives to me to help others, because He has assigned me as the person in the world to help people with depression. I'm not the only person, but I am the top leader. That is what He assigned to me. We all have our purpose in life. That is mine. So if you don't have a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe and you'd like to connect with Him, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this gift of salvation. Thank You for dying on the cross, living a sinless life, dying for all of our sins, and then rising from the grave to show us that death doesn't conquer us, that You conquered the grave, Father, through Your Son. Thank You. Thank You for this gift You've given me. Father, I receive this gift. I recognize I'm a sinner. I need Your forgiveness, Father, every day. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in Your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first, please? Any ask, Father? Donate as much as you can to our nonprofit arm, Aaron Nicole Ministries. We are publishing my autobiography, Choosing Joy, How to Slay Your Enemies Through Love, through Trinity Broadcasting Network, and we've got $14,750 to go to pay it off. They will not complete the publishing and advertising for us until it's completely paid off. We start the process of publishing when we've got it half paid off. I paid $1,000 so far, maybe $2,000. So it's either $14,750 or $13,000, but in any case, donate as much as you can. You can write us a check, or you can reach out to them directly and say, I'd like to donate on behalf of Aaron Nicole Ministries. If you want to send us the check directly to our nonprofit arm, you can title the check to Aaron Nicole Ministries. That's Erin Nicole Ministries. And mail it to 1477 Tiny Town Road, box number 191. City is Clarksville, Tennessee, CLARKSVILLETN 37042. $500 or more, you get featured in a social media post thanking you. $1,000 or more, I'll shoot a video personally thanking you. So $500 to $999 is a picture post or a text only post thanking you. And $1,000 or more, I will shoot a video thanking you and putting a little prop in the comments to direct people to go to your website to check out your stuff if you've got products or services. Thank you. Love you guys. In addition, we are not keeping any of the royalties of the book sales. The cool thing about working with TBN is that they give us 100% of the royalties until the book sale royalties pay off the amount that we paid into them. And then after that, it's a 70-30 split. We keep 70% of the royalties. But what I'm doing with my 70%, or I should say my husband's and our 70%, is we are starting the Hope Foundation for Veterans and First Responders of America. The desire is to support the people that swore oaths to protect me, to keep me alive in October of 2020. And I don't want to single their families out, because they need to be kept anonymous to keep America safe. So we're including all veterans and all first responders of every branch that protect our borders that protect us when they go overseas and whatnot, every branch, their family members. When my husband has returned to me, we will be launching that organization, and 100% of the book sales for the life of the book, for, and then the next version of the next book. So this is from birth to 36 years. 100% will go towards the Hope Foundation. So we'll have more details on that organization and how families can apply to use it, and or you can recommend other families to be awarded gifts from it. TBN has got a huge network of households that watch their shows, and the advertising of the book will be going to 2 billion households with a B as in boy worldwide for a few months. So I imagine that we'll have a lot of sales in the beginning once it's released, and I don't need to keep any of it. I just want to continue giving and being grateful for being alive. So thank you for any and all donations that you feel led to give. Anything else, Father? I will see my husband again. Top security man that protects President Trump, I will see him again. That's what the Father told me to say out loud, so I believe it to be true. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. Happy Easter.